Just to welcome everybody.
欢迎大家。
It's very warm.
今天天气有点炎热哈。
And obviously the youth group who went to the youth camp at the Limitless.
对，上周呢那些去 Limitless 参加那个营会的青少年们已经回到我们当中。
They obviously brought back some fire.
我们感到他们当中把圣灵的火带到我们带回我们当中。
So they need to go more often.
我觉得我们的年轻人要经常的去这样的营会。
And light up, we 50 plus.
然后接着他们带来的火呢，把我们里面的那个火也带起来， yeah. 点燃。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, if I just want to remind everyone, according to the Bible, if somebody is sick and they can't come to church, is bring a handkerchief, bring some item.And you just put it in the front. And just let God and let people pray over it. And you believe by faith, you go back. You know, God will do something, okay?
那么我们像我牧师之前提到的，其实是根源于圣经呢，是有圣经的依据。如果我们当中有疾病的，不能因为某些原因不能来到我们当中，那么我们的家人或者朋友呢，可以带一个手绢、手帕或者一些私人的物品，然后放在神的祭坛前。我们相信神的同在。浸泡以后呢，有这个恩膏，然后我们把这个物件带回去，给我们有疾病的肢体，然后愿他们得医治。
Okay, praise the Lord. Last week I was talking about the words of eternal life from Elijah.
上周呢，我跟大家分享，借着先知以利亚跟大家分享了这个永生之道。
Remember, he had a great victory.
我们也知道说，他之前呢有一个很大的得胜。
But then Queen Jezebel threatened his life.
然后呢，王后耶洗别呢就威胁他的生命。
And then Elijah ran for his life.
然后他非常的恐慌，然后去逃命。
That he wanted to die.
甚至他想就这样死了吧。
But then for some reason he had to go 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai.
但是在之后他的经历当中，他要行走40昼夜去到何烈山。
And the angel gave him some food.
然后在那之前呢，天使给他接食物。
So it was, although it wasn't a long distance, but it took 40 days and 40 nights to reach the mountain where God is.
从那个旷野走到何烈山，其实并不是一个很长的距离，但是却花他40昼夜的那个时间走到那边。
Now God is omnipresent.
那么我们知道我们的神是无处不在的神。
You don't have to hear his voice in a mountain.
你不一定一定要去到某个地方，那个山上才听到神的声音。
God could have just spoke to him there and then and saved him 40 days and 40 nights.
神为什么要大费周折的让他走40天去才对以利亚先知说话呢？
But there are times when in circumstances God we do something and God does something different.
很多时候在我们的一些光景当中，可能神做一些我们意想不到的事情。
I remember the end of 2017 when in my prayer I clearly heard the Lord say, "Go to America." And there's a prophet who will pray for you.
我记得在2017年的一天当中，我跟神祷告，我非常清楚听到神对我说，让我去到美国，有一位先知要为我祷告。
And then when I looked at the air ticket and I looked at everything, I thought, "Oh, is it worth it?"
但是当时我听到那个声音，我去查那个机票，所有的行程，那个开销，我觉得哇，是很大一笔开销。
You know, in your prayers, when you know that God has said something to you, you don't need to guess. You know that you know that you know.
其实，在我们个人的寻求神的那个时间当中，你知道，你非常清楚知道是神在对你说话。
So I said to Suzanne, who did not hear God's voice.
然后，当时对我的太太 Suzanne, 她当时其实并没有听到神的声音。
She has the faith.
但是她却有那个信心。
She said, "Yes, let's go."
他说：“好啊，那我们去吧。”
Yeah, so we went.
然后我们就很顺服的去了。
And after the first service, the man of God pointed to both of us and said, "You two, come out. God wants me to pray for you."
当我们去参加第一场聚会，那聚会一完呢，那个台上那个先知就指着我们两个人说：“让我们出来接受祷告。”
Yes, it was a great experience.
但是对我来说是一个很好的一个经历。
I thank God for it.
我感谢神有这样的经历。
But then I said to the Lord,
那后来我对神说：“
为什么这么麻烦
？”Why?Why we need to take all those?
Why do you cost me a couple of thousand pounds just to get someone to lay hands on me?
为什么让我花几千镑，就是为了去这么远的地方被人按手祷告呢？
And so there are things in the Bible that people do that we don't know.
所以在圣经当中也有些神做事的方法，我们好像不能理解。
It doesn't mean we should copy it.
也不说我们要照搬照做。
Amen. It doesn't. When we read a story and a narrative of the Bible, it doesn't mean we have to copy it.
很多时候，当我们读圣经的时候，我们不是照本宣科，就照着照搬下来去做。
Just because Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights doesn't mean we have to.
圣经当中主，我们的主他禁食四十昼，也并不代表说我们也要这样
做。Just like he was raised from the dead doesn't mean we have to.
但耶稣他从死里复活，并不代表说我们也要经历同样的事情。
Or he was hung on the cross and beaten by the Romans. We don't have to.
那么主耶稣他被罗马士兵鞭打，钉在十字架。也不代表说我们也要做经历这样的事情。
That's why it is important to know God.
这是很重要，我们要明白神的心意。
Otherwise, you end up living a very extreme, very crazy and confused Christian life.
不然我们的基督徒生命是非常的极端，非常的恐怖，非常的觉得不可理喻的。
Amen. I do not want you to be like that.
我不想我们大家有这样的一种生活。
I want you to be a balanced Christian.
我们要一个平衡的一种基督徒生命。
Who knows the word.
让我们知道神的话语
and knows the Holy Spirit.
也认识我们的圣灵
Amen.
Amen.
So that in times of difficulty,
所以当我们在遇到困难的时候
although it's scary,
可能看上去让我们很恐惧
but it works.
但是神的话语却行得通
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so Elijah then went to the mountain.
那么接着上周的那个故事我们知道说先知以利亚去到了何烈山
The same mountain where Moses met with God
同样在那个山上的摩西与神见面
He also spent 40 days and 40 nights in the mountain
那么同样的摩西在那个山上与神会面了四十昼夜
And met with God
然后他与神见面
And remember when the Israelites met with God in Exodus 19 where the God came down to the mountain
记得当时在出埃及记十九章，当时以色列长老他们去见神的时候
，There was a dark cloud。
在那个时候，他们遇神的同在降临，有一个乌云，有闪电
，There was fire。
然后有烈火。
God does make a dramatic entrance。
好像神的出现是非常戏剧性的一个画面。
You know when he's there。
他会确保你知道他真的在这里。
But in the passage that we're going to read。Continue to read Elijah, that it wasn't there that Elijah found the voice of God.
但是当我们后来读先知以利亚他的经历，并不是在这些烈火响声当中他遇见了神。
There comes a very important lesson.
这里有一个很重要的功课让我们学习。
We often meet with God in the quietness of our devotion.
我们常常会在我们安静的灵修寻求神当中遇见神。
Not in the noise of life.
并不是在我们很嘈杂的一种生活当中
But in the quietness.
而是在一种很安静的一种状态
Because there's a reason.
因为这有个原因
And we will find from the passage of Elijah we're going to learn a few lessons of how we can discern this is God.
那么我们从以利亚的故事当中让我们来学习如何分辨神的声音
Because it's easy to say we hear God's voice but in practice how does that work?
那么很容易去说我们能听到神的声音但是如何来操练呢
You see, if you were in the early church, you probably wouldn't have a problem.
那么可能在早期的教会呢可能听神的声音是没有问题的。
Do you know why?
为什么呢
Because many scholars believed in the early church, it was a prophetic meeting.
因为很多神学家他们相信呢在早期的教会都是那种很先知性的那种聚会。
That's why Paul says, sing psalms to one another.
所以保罗说我们要彼此唱灵歌
Prophesy to one another
我们彼此发预言
Do you see it means like when people came together it was so easy to hear the voice of God
这是可能让我们看到他们在早期教会他们聚会的时候很容易能听到神的声音
But somehow in the modern church we have become what they call the didactic service where it's becometeaching orientated.
那么可能在现在这种现今社会的那种教会当中这种聚会的形式变成一种教导为主的聚会。
Amen. So in the church really, we should be able to hear God through the word.
那么其实在教会如今的教会当中我们应该借着神的话语也能听到神的
声音。And hear God through one another.
我们借着彼此的交通也听到神。
Because God can speak to us in many different ways.
神可以借着很多不同的方式对我们说话。
You know, somebody is standing at the door. When someone comes in, you say, Welcome, Jesus loves you. That can become prophetic.
当我们有同工站在门口去迎接欢迎人接待人说一句简单的耶稣欢迎你耶稣爱你
Because that
这句话可以给人一个安慰
might be the very word that that person needed to hear
你说的这句话可能是正是这个被迎接的这个
Not just the words, but somebody who really meant it to say it to them. Welcome.
并不是
Welcome to church today. Jesus loves you.
并不是只是在乎他们简单的那个字眼，而是发自内心的带着神的爱所说出的话，会触动到别人的心。
You know, when we serve tea, have a cup of tea, and that could be prophetic.
当我们在侍奉茶点的时候，可能你端了一杯茶，都可以变成一种先知性的一种举动。
Because what it means by prophetic is that each time it's as though God is saying something to you. God is ministering to you. That's prophetic.
我所说的先知预言性的这个动作呢，是代表说神借着我们的举动，借着我们的言语，来把爱带到别人的心。
In other words, we try to encourage each other.
当我们彼此在鼓励的时候。
But nowadays,The mode of operandum is teaching.
但是在现今的教会当中，更多的只是专注在教导。
So, for example, we want to become a disciple of God.
比如说，我们想成为主的门徒。
With Jesus, it was demonstration. It was living with them. It was being friends with them.
对于当时的主来说，他跟他的门徒是以他的言传身教来影响他们。
Today, it will be a discipleship class.
今天可能我们会是门徒培训的课程。
And so what the scholars talk about, the church today is very didactic, which means very teaching orientated.
所以很多神学家说，我们现在的教会是以教导为基础的。
But somehow we need to swing the pendulum back into somewhere between teaching and prophetic.
但是现在我们其实要慢慢调整这个风向，我们在教导和发预言方面有一个平衡。
So that in the worship that we just had now, it was prophetic. God was ministering to you.
所以当我们在敬拜当中，我们的敬拜可以成预言性的，可以来对我们的心做工。
And we hope the message will speak to you prophetically.
可能我们的讲到的讯息也是有宣知预言性的，对我们的心讲话。
But most importantly, afterwards.
更重要的是在这个聚会之后。
When you talk to each other,
当我们在彼此的交流当中，团契当中，我们的交谈也可以成为先知预言性。
To each other.
然后对彼此的心做工。
Amen. And if you do this well when you go home,
如果我们做得好的话，我们回到家。
Every day when you talk to your wife, talk to your husband, you can be prophetic.
你可能跟你的家人、跟你的配偶的交谈当中，你们的交谈都会成有先知预言性的。
Prophetic.
是先知先知预言性
Not didactic
不是只是说教形式的
Or demonic
或者是很有捆绑的
Amen 魔鬼啊
魔鬼的 很有邪恶性的
Do you understand Our conversation with each other Is it I'm trying to teach you And I'm trying to cast out the demon from you
我们彼此之间的交谈是那种说教性的，或者是要好像要赶鬼性的呢
？Amen。
斥责性的那种交谈。
And so there are things that the Bible specifically talks about. We don't know why.
所以在圣经当中教导，有的时候我们并不是很明白为什么会这样教导。
But let's be open. Let's learn from the Bible. It doesn't mean we have to copy it.
所以我们来仔细学习主的话语，不一定说我们要照本宣科这样办
But the most important thing is allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
但是最重要的是求这个圣灵来带领我们来认识主的话。
In a voice which the Bible calls the still small voice of God.
那么圣经所说的这个轻微细小的声音。
Now later on I will prove to you this is a very bad translation.
等一下呢，可能我会跟大家讲啊，这个可能中文的翻译并不是很准确。
What it means is that you hear the voice of God, but there has no sound.
其实这个意思就是说，你听到一个声音，但这个声音不是我们平时说话的声音。
You see, we are always looking for a sound from God.
我们觉得好像听神的声音，就好像是耳朵可以听见的
声音。When we say we hear from God, everyone's going, "Go on and speak to me, Lord, speak to me." But there's no sound.
但每次我们说神啊，对我们说话，我们好像总是专注要听到一个声音。
So many times God will speak to you without sound.
很多时候神对我们说话是没有声音的。
But somehow your heart can hear a silent voice.
但是你的心会听到这个没有声音的声音。
Amen. Suzanne doesn't have to speak to me in a voice, but I know what she's saying.
很多时候我的太太可能她不用出声，我都知道她对我说什么。
You don't always have to say in order to communicate.
你不一定要用你的嘴巴来交流说话才可以让对方明白。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, that is very valuable. This is God's way of actually ministering to us.
这些是非常宝贵的神与我们交流的一种方式。
Rather than a thundering voice, lightning, fire, wind.
而不是一好像在在闪电当中，在雷声当中，在强风当中来传递一种声音。
So God's, the Holy Spirit comes to you in a silent, soundless voice.
所以圣灵对我们说话就是一种很细微的，没有声音的一个静止的。
But those of us who belong to Christ.
但是这个是我们所渴慕的基督。
If we belong to Jesus,
如果我们是属乎基督的，
you and I have the capacity,
我们有这个能力，
to be able to discern him,
我们有这个能力来分辨这个声音是不是从圣灵而来的。
Amen. Speaking to you in a soundless voice,
神用一种没无声音的方式与我们交流。
Hallelujah. So let's read in.1 Kings chapter 19 verse 9. We continue from last week. There, this is Elijah, came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah?
列王记上19章第9节，他在那里进了一个洞，在洞中过夜。看哪，耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
You see, when God asks this question, it's not that God wants an answer.
很多时候神问你这个问题并不是他要得到一个答案。
Because God knows why he's there.
因为神当然知道以利亚为什么会在里面。
Because God sent an angel to feed him.
因为神要派一个天使给他食物吃。
God knows that he wanted to die.
因为神也知道以利亚想寻死。
But God is saying, do you know why you're here?
其实神的言外之意是问以利亚，你知不知道你自己为什么会在这里？
So when God asks us, what are you doing here? He means, do you, Elijah, know why have you come here?
其实换言之，神是在问他说，以利亚，你知不知道你为什么会出现在这个地方呢？
So God asked him the first time. Later on, we'll see that God asked exactly the same question.
所以这里是神第一次问他，接下来我们会看到神会再问同样的问题。
And the answer in the next verse, Elijah gave it twice.
然后呢，以利亚在接下来经文呢给了答案两次。
So, let's pay attention, right? In verse 10, he says, I've been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
好，第十节，他说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要追杀我。”
So basically, Elijah gave God an answer.
所以这里呢，以利亚呢，尝试要给神一个答案。
I am here is because I am very jealous of the Lord.
他这里说跟想尝试回答耶和华神说我在这里是因为我为神发热心。
You know, sometimes we feel we are very a hero.
很多时候我们觉得有这个英雄之心啊。
We somehow we're the only one suffering.
我们觉得是就是全世界只有我一个人为主而受苦。
We're the only one evangelizing.
我们是唯一一个为主去传福音的人。
We're the only one praying.
我们是唯一那个在为神代祷的人。
We're the only one witnessing.
我们是唯一一个为主做见证的人。
We're the only one suffering.
我们是唯一那个为主受苦的人。
Everybody in church is happy.
每教会其他人都很开心。
But except me.
唯独我。
Because I am more jealous than all of you.
我比其他任何的弟兄姊妹都为主发热心，更多的为主发热心。
And that's basically what Elijah was saying.
这就是其实他说话的那个心态。
I am the one who really cares about.Israel and nobody else does.
在以色列中，除了我以外，没有一个人真的在乎你神。
And so he had to go up. He said, "For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altar, and killed your prophets with a sword. Even I alone am left to seek. They seek my life to take it away."
他说以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，现在只剩下我一个人，他们还要追杀我。
You see, Elijah was expecting some sympathy from God.
所以以利亚说这个话，其实想来神来安慰他一下。
You know that the prayer of Elijah rings a bell in my own prayers.
以利亚其实之前的那个祷告让我回想起我自己的经历。
And many times God has dealt with me similarly, he doesn't show me sympathy.
其实神处理我的方式也是很少给我有一个很安慰我的那种方式。
Because I'm no longer a little child.
因为我不再是一个很小孩子。
I've got to talk to God in a mature way.
我必须要一种成熟的方式跟神讲
话。And we've got to understand Christianity doesn't always, it's not always a bed of roses, English expression says.
就是我们英国的话，英文方式表达说，我们基督徒的生命不是一直走花路，很一帆风顺，
yes,
很美好。
As a Christian, life can be difficult.
作为基督徒，我们的生命会困有苦难。
Hallelujah! Because you and I are human beings.
因为我们都是人。
And we live on earth.
我们活在这个世上。
Life can be hard.
我们的人生会有苦难。
Amen. Just because you believe in Jesus doesn't mean every.Pain, every problem goes away.
并不是说我们信了主以后，我们所有的问题、所有的困难、的苦难都消失了。
It doesn't mean yesterday when I wasn't born again, today I'm not born again. When I wake up, a Rolls Royce is outside my house.
不代表说昨天我没有信主，今天我信主重生了啊！我的房门口出现一辆豪车。
And my flat has turned into a mansion.
然后我住的那个很小房子变成一个豪宅。
Yes, you can have that when you die.
是的，当我们可能。离世归父的时候，我们可以有
这个豪宅。But while you're here, when you wake up, it's still the same flat, still the same car that's about to break down.
但是是的，但是我们在活在这个世上，我们睁开眼睛，我们还是住在那个小房子，还是开的那辆破车。
Life doesn't change.
人生周围的环境不会改变。
Life is just as hard.
人生一样很艰难。
In fact, as a Christian, it gets harder in some ways.
甚至说，我们成为基督徒，我们的人生遇到的挑战更多。
But the difference is.
但是不同的是。
You wake up.As a believer,
当我们醒来是成为一个信徒醒来的时候
，as a child of God,
我们作为神儿女的身份醒来的时候
，the Holy Spirit God will help you in this life.
当我们知道有神的圣灵住在里面，帮助我们
，not to take away the problems, but to overcome the problems.
神不是让我们的问题就消失了，而是帮助我们来胜过我们的问题
，so that you are strong enough to slay every giant that's in front of you.
所以让我们有足够的能力来。击倒在我们面前出现的巨人。
So that you can unplug every, you can, be able to pluck out every mulberry tree in your heart.
所以把我们生命中所有的那个桑树拔出。
And that you can command every mountain to move.
然后我们有带着这个信心来命令那个大山要移动。
That's the difference.
这就是不同之处。
We have power.
我们有神的能力。
Because we have God.
因为我们有神在我们里面。
Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't use it, your life won't change.
如果我们不使用这样的能力，我们的生命就不会有改变。
And so Elijah needs to understand this one point.
所以这个以利亚呢，他自己要明白这一点。
The problem is not his.
这个问题并不是他的。
Israel doesn't belong to him.
因为以色列并不是属乎他的。
The backsliding of Israel is a God's problem.
那么倒退的以色列人是神的问题。
Amen. You see.When I first became a pastor, I used to think the church is my church.
当我刚刚做牧师的时候，我觉得教会是我的责任，我的教会。
I quickly realized.
但是后来我很快意识到。
And I praise the Lord.
我也感谢神。
That it is not my church, but His church.
这个教会不是我的教会，而是神的教会。
And that when I serve God, it is not me serving; it's me partnership with Him.
所以当我们说我们服侍神并不是我们侍奉他而是与主同工
When I realized that the burden falls because Jesus said my burdens are light my yoke are light
所以当我有这样的看见的时候我身心肩头上的重担就轻了神说主说我的轭是轻省的
But for Elijah things have become too heavy for him
但是以利亚因为没有这样看见他觉得有很大的负担
So instead of expecting God showing a bit of sympathy God said to him instead in verse 11
所以与其他期待神给他有点安慰但是在十一节神却这样对他说
Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord and behold the Lord passed by and a great strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind.
这里耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在耶和华面前。看呢，耶和华从那里经过，在耶和华面前有烈风大作，山崩石裂，耶和华却不在风中。
So do you notice, God said to him only in a short word, that's God.
神对他说话非常的精简。
Go out and stand on the mountain.
出去站在山上。
He didn't say, oh, poor old little, poor old Elijah.
他没有说，哦，可怜的以利亚。
How was your 40 days and 40 night journey? Did your feet get hurt?
哦、oh, ，你这四十周印好辛苦了，是不是？你的脚有没有受伤？你还好吗
？Was the surface from the angel good? Was the cake baked nice?
哦、oh, ，那个天使给你带的那个饼啊，那个水啊，还好吗
no, ？None of that nonsense. God just said, "Go and stand on the mountain."
神没有多一句废话，直接说你出来站在山上。
Hallelujah. That's God.
这就是我们的神。
And yet, how can that be a loving God?
但是好像这样的神怎么可能是好像一个良善的神呢
you see, when you read go and stand on the mountain, remember, this is how you should read scripture. God is saying out of love.
当我们说当听到神说你出来站在山上的时候其实神是带着爱的对我们
说这句话 You don't have to be a Hebrew scholar or any scholar. You just need this one key to scripture. God loves us.
所以其实你不需要成为一个神学者来明白这个经文你只需要明白一点神是爱我们的神
Whenever he's dealing with us, it's always out of love.
不管神是用什么方式 来应对我们都是出于爱
And when you read scripture that way, you begin to interpret it correctly.
当我们带着这样的一个心意来解读这个经文我们会有不同的看见
So God has a purpose to tell him to go and stand on the mountain.
所以神一定有一个目的为什么叫以利亚要出来站在这个山上
And then comes the mighty wind breaking the rocks. Bang, bang, bang. It was like a Hollywood movie.
然后在以利亚面前呢出现这个狂风大作啊，让这个山崩石裂一个很戏剧性的一个画面出现在他前面。
So many times when we're seeking God to answer us, we're looking for God in all kinds of places. We think, oh, special speaker is coming today. God must be speaking to him, to me.
很多时候就好像我们在等待神要对我们说话，我们总是好像看一些很夸张的一些可能很特定的环境，神要对我们说话。比如说一个客座讲员，神会不记得他对我说话。
Oh, there's a conference for a whole week. I must go there. God will speak to me.
或者说我有一个一周的一种特别营会，我是不是要去到那边？神要在那边对我讲话
？I praise God that He is not like that.
我感谢神，我们的神并不是这样的神。
He chooses the way to talk to you, the way He knows you will listen.
神会选择我们会听的方式来对我们说话。
And you don't even know yourself.
很多时候我们自己都不明白我们自己。
Amen. So He wasn't found in the wind.
所以神并没有在风中。
Notice this is depicting Sinai when he came down the mountain to see Israel. Notice is wind.
所以当神他跟以色列百姓相见的时候，那个时候也是有风烈风出现。
Strong wind, and then in verse 12 we say, and there after the wind earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake fire.But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, the sound of a low whisper.
然后这里十一节说，风后有地震，耶和华也不在其中；地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中；火以后有轻微细小的声音。
So there was strong wind, but God was not in the wind. There was earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There was fire, but God was not in the fire.
所以在之前出现的。烈风、地震、火之后都没有耶和华，都没有神在其中。
But notice this is Mount Sinai.
但这个是西何烈山。
The very mountain that Israel saw the thunder, the fire.
但是正是以色列百姓在这个山上遇见了神。
So Elijah looking at the fire, looking at the wind, looking at the earthquake, saying, "God must be in this," but God wasn't.
所以当在以利亚面前出现这些地震烈火强风的时候他就在寻求神是不是在这其中
So this is a lesson for us to learn. Where we think we can find God is not where God is.
很多时候我们觉得可以在哪里寻到神并不是神要出现的地方
Instead, after that there was a it says here sound of a low whisper.
所以这里在火之后有微小的声音
Now, this sound of the low whisper in every single translation in your English Bible is translated differently.
所以其实这句话就关于这个微小的声音，这个很多版本的翻译都不同。
Whenever you find that three or four translations translated differently, it means the original language is very difficult to understand.
很多时候，如果我们发现不同的版本，他们都有不同的翻译出来，说明这个它的原文是很难翻译准确的。
But the New King James translates it as a small, a still small voice.
但是 New King James 的版本的翻译是一个很静止的
小的声音。Although it's not accurate, all that accurate, but I prefer that translation than a whisper.
可能这个声音，这个翻译的并不代表百分之百精准，但是我更倾向于这个翻译，比这里讲的那个好像细小的一个悄悄话的声音更好一点。
You see, the smallness, the stillness is not in the voice.
所以这个静止呢，并不是在形容这个声音。
When you look at the Hebrew writing, it's not about the volume. It's not about the volume of the voice.
所以如果我们看希伯来文它原文的意思，其实这个声音呢并不是在形容这个声音的声量，
It's not like the sound was turned down.
并不是说把这个音量调小调低。
It's not that at all.
并不是在强调这一点。
It's actually the quality of the sound.
而是在形容这个声音的质量。
That it could actually be quite loud, but it's actually almost silent.
可能这个音量可能很大，但是那个音质却很细微，很静止。
One translation is like the wind go like that.
可能有一种翻译就好像一种风吹过一样。
Very loud, but
声量很大，但是那个里面的感觉是很
It could be translated like that.
平静的。
Or it could be translated Elijah.
或者是一个呼叫以利亚的声音。
But I personally don't think either is right.
但是我自己觉得可能这两种可能都不对。
But it can be. God can speak like that.
就是神可能会这样说话。
You see, I believe it's difficult to translate because what was happening is that he heard God's voice and then God tells him to stand outside.God asked him a question. There was something still wrong with Elijah. After 40 days, he was still very, very hurt.
所以我相信当时那个说话的背景是当时神呼叫以利亚出去站在山上，然后他听到了神的声音。尽管他听到了神的声音，但是这40天仍然没有处理掉他里面的这个心的伤痛。
So far, with Elijah, everything about God was very dramatic.
对于以利亚的经历，他经历的神的那种经历都是很戏剧性的。
Fire coming down from the altar with the prophet of Baal.
看到有火从天降下来，烧进这个祭坛上的火水。
Drought.
所以
drought for 3 years.
干旱经历3年的旱灾。
Amen. Everything is so dramatic.
他之前的经历都是非常的戏剧
性的。Then he comes to the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
然后这个时候他又花了40天走到何烈山。
You know, he was carrying such a, but yet in all of that drama inside him was a broken man, a very, very scared, fearful, hurt man.
尽管他经历了很多那种戏剧性的神的经历，神的大作为，但是他里面却是很惧怕的。
What do you think he needed?
我们觉得他这个时候真正需要的是什么呢？
Encouragement.
他需要的是一种鼓励。
He needed healing.
他需要的是医治。
He needed someone to cry with him.
他需要有人跟他同哀哭。
He's human.
因为他自己也是人。
Amen. You see, Elijah has seen such a dramatic power of God, and yet even him needed something all of us need: is encouragement.
所以作为先知一样，他见证了很多神的大作为，但是他作为人跟我们一样，也需要一个内在的一种鼓励和安慰。
What is it that he was desperately needed to hear?
他这么迫切的想听到的是什么呢？
Last week I said he desperately needed to hear God's voice.
上周我们分享，他迫切的想听到神的声音。
But I thought he already heard God's voice. back in 40 days ago.
我以为在四十天之前他已经听到了神的声
音。Or the angel came to him.
或者那个天使来服侍他的时
候。Or even just now when he was outside the mountain, God spoke to him already.
或者他在当时在山上那个洞里面，神其实已经对他说话了。
You see, brothers and sisters, hearing God's voice, although God might be speaking, but you may not be hearing.
所以就好像听神的声音，就是我们有时候可能神说了，但并不代表我们有听到。
Just like us, we may be hearing a message that's speaking to you, but you're not hearing.
就好像今天我们坐在这里，我们可能听到这个讯息，但是这个信息可能没有进到我们的里面。
God could be prophesying to you, but you're not hearing.
神可能在对你发预言，但是你没有领受到这个预言。
So when God said, "What are you doing here?" Elijah is not hearing him.
所以当神问以利亚你在这里做什么的时候，他并没有听到这个真正的问题。
Many times when we are hurt,
很多时当我们里面有伤痛的时候，
when we are very down and depressed,
我们非常的低落压抑的时候，
it's very difficult to hear God.
我们很难真正的听到神的声音。
Amen. Even when someone comes to us, very difficult to hear God.
尽管就是有人来到我们的面前对我们说话，可能我们都很难去听
到。That's why for us who minister to people, be careful. The timing is very important.
所以当我们在去给人做事工的时候，我们要很小心那个时机。
It's a bit like there are times when I spend hours and days praying, and I just cannot hear the Lord.
就像我之前可能花很长的时间不断地去祷告寻求神，但是我还是听不到神的声音。
I'm not finding any encouragement from the word of God. Nothing is encouraging me.
好像我觉得从神的话语任何方式都找不到神的鼓励。
And then finally you speak to somebody, a brother or a sister, and the first thing they say to you, you should pray more.
然后但是你跟那些弟兄姊妹交流的时候，他们跟你说第一句话就说，哎呀，你要多点祷告。
You should have faith.
你要有信心啊。
But in your mind you say, 大佬，I spent the last week praying, fasting.
可能你当时心里在想说，你们搞错，你难道不知道说我这整周我都禁食在祷告吗？
Do you see? It's very important about the timing.
所以那时候我们的说的话有那个时机很重要。
It is the right advice, but this is the wrong time.
可能你说的那个建议是对的，但是可能是在不对的时机。
Amen. I remember years ago, many of you heard this before. Suzanne was having problem.And she needed to go to hospital.
但是我记得很多很多很几年前哈，我的太太她当时身体不舒服，需要去医院。
The children were young, and I was busy at work. The life is really, really in a turmoil.
然后当时我们的孩子呢年龄还小，然后我自己的工作也很繁忙，所以就是整个环境是很混乱的。
And then I had a long distance call.
然后当时我接到一个电话。
A sister.Say, I've been praying for you, Pastor.
然后那个姊妹在电话当中对我说，她说，牧师，我在一直为你们祷告。
I believe your wife is having this problem because she has sinned.
然后她说，我觉得你的太太当时生病是因为她的生命当中有罪。
When I heard that,
然后当我听到她这样说，
anger rose.
哇，我里面的那个怒火。
If there is one person in this world that does not have enemies or anything like that, that's my wife.
我就觉得说，在这个世上，除了我的太太，可能我找不到另外一个人可以像她这样子的。
She hates nobody. She's angry and doesn't envy. She has no enemies.
她完全没有仇敌，她没有任何的脾气。
I'm her only enemy.
可能我是她唯一的仇敌。
So when I heard that, I wanted to put my hand through the phone and go slap the person.
但是我听到她这个姊妹这样讲话，当时我气到，我就好像手伸进了电话筒里面，扇她两个耳光。
Pentecostal people, we are always trying to teach people.
很多时候，我们灵恩派的那个教会的弟兄姊妹，我们总是要去教导别人。
Just because you went to some conference, just because you just read a book.
可能因为我们去了一些营会，我们自己读一些书，我们知道好像知道多了一点。
How about listening? How about trying to understand the problem?
那么关于去怎么去聆听别人的需求，去明白别人的问题呢？
We need to grow some love in our hearts.
其实我们最需要的是在我们心中有爱。
Amen. We need to understand people are hurting.
其实我们要感同身受别人的痛苦。
And we need to learn what God did next.
让我们要明白神接下来做的事情是什么。
Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Elijah was hurt. He was angry. He didn't know what to do. He was all over the place.
所以其实当时以利亚他的那个真实的心境是他很受伤，他很痛苦。
But then suddenly, he hears this, or Elijah, whatever that is.
在这个时候，他听到了一个真的好像很静止的一种很细小的声音的时候。
But I believe he heard nothing.
但是我可能觉得他其实没有听到一个有声量的
声音。I don't believe it's or Elijah.
我可能都不相信，其实是好像一个风的声音，或者是一个呼叫他名字的一个声音。
I believe it is the presence of God.
我相信我所相信的可能就是一个神的同在的一个出现。
And when the presence of God came,
那当神的同在出现的时候
his heart heard.
然后他的心领受到 感受到了
Basically he heard the presence of God
就是好像他的心听到了神的同在
And it's exactly what he needs
这就是他当时非常所需
要的一点 I'm telling you brothers and sisters When you are down and depressed and fearful The very thing you need Is the presence of God coming into you
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的很恐惧、压抑、低落的时候，我们真的需要的是神的同在临到我们。
When the presence of God invades your room, it's like a voice speaking to you.
当神的同在充满你的房间的时候，就好像一个巨大的声音在对你说话。
Although you're not hearing a sound, but your heart is hearing Him.
但是，就算你听到的不是一个好像有声量的一个有音量的声音，但是你的心感受他的同在。
Am I making sense?
我不知道我有没有讲明白。
Your heart is hearing, but there is no voice, there is no sound.
这个声音不是我们耳朵能听到有音量的声音，而是我们的心感受到。
But when the presence of God comes into your room, your heart is hearing that He loves you, that He cares about you, that He knows what's going on, although He hasn't said a word, but that's how He's communicating to you.
当神的同在临到我们的房间来充满我们的时候，你的心所领受到、接受到那个讯息，就是说神爱你，他在乎你，他知道你所经历的一切。
And it happened to me a number of times.
这样的经历我自己经历过好几次。
I prayed and prayed and prayed and cried out before God.
当我在不断的祷告、祷告在神面前哭求的时候
I said, Oh Lord, why don't you say something about this? Why don't you give me some guidance about this? Why don't you open the door for me, Lord?
我说神啊，为什么你对我说些话？神，你给我一些指引。为什么你会为我开扇门，让我看到怎么走
？And you pray weeks and weeks and months, years and years. You're looking for the door to open, but it's always shut.
可能你在年复一年、日复一日，你不断的寻求神的时候，你渴望神为你开启那扇门，但是总是闭上了那个门。
You're asking for guidance, but none comes.
你寻求神的指引和带领
，You're asking God to speak to you, but it's total silence.
但是你想神来对你说话，但是你听不到什么声音。
And then you come to church, you prophesy to 10 people, it's always accurate. You pray for people, people are getting healed. When you go home, silence.
但是可能在教会里面，你服侍其他的弟兄姊妹，为他们祷告，为他们医治，但是你自己回到家以后，却什么都听不见。
I tell you, brothers, this in my most desperate times is when I it's at the same time when I come to church. It's when sometimes the Holy Spirit moves the most powerful.
很多时候我自己的经历是我自己经历最糟糕的时候反而是圣灵借着我大大的作
用的时候
就是神借着我可以彰显很大的那个同在
I see visions and I speak to people's lives and it all happens
然后我看异象我对那些弟兄姊妹他们发预言对他们说话
But then when I go home speak Lord silence
但是我自己的情况呢就是回到家跟神祷告神却没
有跟我说话 I bind this I bind thatNothing gets bound, nothing gets loose.
我捆绑这个，捆绑那个，但是没有任何事情发生。
Brick wall after brick wall, blockage after blockage, door after door is closed.
好像不断的遇到拦阻，再拦阻，门不断的被为我关上。
Week after week, month after month.
一周以后，几个月之后。
And each time when you get to that desperation,
每次你去到那个很迫切的那种地步的时
候。Lord.You better do something, otherwise I'm going to be like Elijah. Lord, I would rather die.
然后说神啊，你最好做点事情，不然我真的就好像以利亚要寻死了。
And then what happens? This comes as the presence.
然后每次我这样祷告的时候，然后就真的很奇妙的经历神的同在。
Just touch your heart.
然后这个同在会触摸到我的心。
No word is said.
没有任何的声音，没有字句。
As soon as your heart is touched, you know that He loves you.
然后当你的心一旦被触摸到的时候，你就非常的确定知道神爱你。
Tears starts flowing from your eyes.
然后你会感觉眼泪不住的流出来。
Externally, nothing has changed.
但是在外面看都没有任何的改变。
But the still small voice has whispered into your heart, "I love you, son."
但是你会知道那个声音在对你的心说话，你说，知道神在对你说，我爱你。
Amen. Because that is exactly what you want to hear.
因为这就是你非常需要的，神要对你说
话。What Elijah needed to hear is God, how God thinks about him.
其实同样的，对先知以利亚来说，他也是想听到神
对
他的认知。
See, Elijah needed to calm down.
以利亚需要来安静下来。
In order to hear God.
他为了来安静下来，沉淀下来，然后听神的声音。
First time he heard God but wasn't hearing. First time he heard God but wasn't hearing.
但是第一次他听到神的声音，但是那个是没有进到他的心里。
But after the still small voice, the presence of God comes and wash over him.He calms down.
但是当最后神的同在临到他的时候，他终于安静下来。
In other words, verse 13 said, "When he heard it."
第十三节说他听见了，以利亚听见了。
You know what God is saying.
他的心听见了，他听到神对他说话了。
What did he do?
他就做什么呢
？He wrapped his face in a cloak.
他用他的外衣蒙脸。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he knew God was going to come.
因为他知道神来了。
He knew it wasn't any. It's not going to be the fire, not going to be the wind. It's going to be the glory of presence of God. He needed to cover his eyes. He needed to cover his face.
他知道这一次不再是烈风，不再是闪电，不再是烈火，而是神的荣耀要降临。所以他用一个外衣遮住他的脸。
Now he's hearing.
这个时候他真的听到了。
You see, before it says the word of the Lord came to him. Now God is coming to him.
之前他是觉得是神的声音对他说话，但这一次他知道是神的同在要临到。
Now let's go back to verse 9 there.
让我们回到第九节。
Flick back to verse 9. Remember the first time? Flick back to verse 9. He said, the word of the Lord came to him.
其实第九节这里说耶和华的话临到他。
It wasn't the Lord came to him.
并不是说耶和华临到他。
You see the difference?
这里有
不同吗? The word of the Lord came to him. It wasn't God came to him.
这里说神的话临到他，并不是神自己临到他。
Go back to verse 13.
让我们看十三节。
He wrapped his face with a cloth. Why? Because God is coming to him.
这里他用外衣蒙脸，为什么？他知道神自己要出现。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when God's presence is there, no question is asked anymore.
所以这个时候当神的同在出现的时候我们不需要问任何的问题了。
He's in charge.
神是那掌管一切的神。
Yeah, and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him. What are you doing here, Elijah?
然后他外衣蒙脸出来站在洞口他听有声音问他说以利亚你在这里做什么
So God repeats his question again.
所以这里神又重复他在第九节问了以利亚的问题。
Elijah heard him.
以利亚当听到了他。
Because he was calmed down.
这个时候他已经安静下来，沉淀下来了。
Because Elijah wanted to hear something from the voice of God.
因为他很迫切的需要从神那边听到神的声音。
Elijah wanted God to fire him. To replace him.
哦，他以利亚想神取代他。
He's had enough.
因为他受够了，他不要再做先知了。
But what he wanted, he was wanted to God to come to him.
他其实真的很需要的就是神临到他。
Calm him down.
来亲自的安慰他。
He speaks to God.
然后他对神说话。
God is before him.
这个时候神是在他的面前出现。
When God asked him the question again.
当神在第二次问他这个问题的时候。
What are you doing here, Elijah?
你在这里做什么呢，以利亚？
Elijah basically saying, I know what I'm doing here.
然后他说神我知道为什么我在这里
I want to quit
我想要放弃了我受够了
Amen Right So therefore he gave God the same answer
所以在这里他又给神同样的一个
答案 Verse 14 He said If you compare that verse with the first earlier Exactly the same And he said I have been very jealous for the Lord The Lord of hosts For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets and with the sword, and even I am left. They seek my life and to take it away.
他在这里的回答跟他之前的回答是一模一样。他说：“我耶和华万军是神，大发热心，因为以色列的人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要追杀我。”
You see, we were hoping that he would give a different answer.
可能我们觉得他第二次回答是不是应该第一次不
同的呢？ No, he knew what he was saying.
因为他知道他说的，他是同样的回答。
He wanted God to hear him.
他想神听到他说的
话。Lord, I've had enough.
他的言外之意就说：“神啊，我受够了。”
Here's my resignation letter.
只是我的辞职信，我不干了。
He can't just quit.
因为他不能就这样子撒手不干了。
Nobody called can quit. Nobody called by God can quit.
被神所呼召的人，没有一个随随便便就可以放弃的。
Only the boss can fire him.
只有老板同意了，你才可以辞职。
At least Elijah knows that.
至少以利亚有这样一个觉悟。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how hard life is, no matter how hard ministry is, don't quit.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管我们的生活多么艰苦，不管我们的服事多么的艰难，都不要轻易的放弃。
Instead, pray that God will fire you.
那么你最好祷告呢，是神炒你鱿鱼，因为你没有资格说我不干了。
Because then, and then, because God is gracious.
因为我们知道神是有恩典的。
Because Elijah, I tell you, Elijah.Got fired in the end.
那么其实之后以利亚是被神炒鱿鱼了。
Guess what? In history, he's still one of the greatest prophets.
但是在历史当中，他仍然是那个很出名的最大的先知。
In fact, in the transfiguration, he appeared with Moses.
那么在耶稣变相的时候，他居然跟摩西重出现。
Brothers and sisters, it is okay to talk to God that way.
很多时候我们跟神讲话，可以用这样的语气讲话。
Amen. To tell him, 很辛苦啊。
I have enough. I have a hard
我受够了。
I have enough.
I had enough, Lord.
其实我那可以跟神吧，因为说神让我受够了，
但很难呢。
但是你不能放弃。
Only let God deal with it.
只有神有这个主权来决定做什么。
So he says exactly the same thing.
所以他这里同样的回答。
So verse 15 said, the Lord said to him, "Okay, go and return to your way to the wilderness." And God gave him three things to do.
所以这里十五节，耶和华对他说：“你回去吧。”给他了三件事情。
I won't read the verses, right? Verse 15 basically said, you go and anoint a new king of Syria. Go anoint a king of Syria.
他说这里你要去恩高那个哈薛做亚南王。
And then go and anoint a new king of Israel.
他说你要去恩高一个新的以色列王。
Third thing, go and then verse 16 said, and go and find Elijah.And anoint him to replace you.
然后呢，第十六节他说：“你要找到以利沙来做先知，接续你。”
All right.
嗯，三件事。
Words that were sweet in his ears.
哇，这时候他听到这个话，好甜蜜啊。
And so, verse 18, the very next verse, it says, "Sorry." And then the verse, yeah, verse 19 says, right? Verse 19, no, verse 19.You see verse 19? It said right at the bottom.
那我们看十九节。
Okay, after God told him about going to appoint Elisha, what did he do? He ignores the first two, and immediately, what did he do? Go and find Elisha.
所以当时呢，其实在十八呃十呃十十六节，神给他三个指示。
So verse 19 says, so he departed there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat.
所以就是神给他三个指示之后，他的反应是什么？马上，于是他就离开那里去找以利沙。
Did not anoint the new king of Syria, did not anoint the new king of Israel, but he did go and find a new prophet.
所以他完全忽略神给他头两个指示，恩高那个做王的，恩高就做以色列王的，他直接做的就是去跳去找以利沙来接续他做先知。
You read later, it was Elisha that anointed a new king.Of Syria and a new king of Israel, not Elijah.
所以其实我们后面的经文看到是先知以利沙去恩告了亚薛王和恩告了新的以色列的王。
But God was okay with that.
所以以利亚他没有这样做，但是神还是接受了。
God still sent chariots of fire and make and took him up.
神还是很有恩典的，然后把派那些火车啊那个火马，
He still had his place in heaven.
然后他还在天上有他的位置。
He still appeared before Jesus as with Moses.
他跟摩西一样出现在耶稣的面前。
And he's still a great prophet.
他仍然是在人们心目中的一个大先知。
You see, the still small voice is so important.
所以你看，这个时候他所听到这个很细微的声音多么的重要。
Because God speaking to you.
这是神在对我们说话。
Reassuring you.
再次的确给我们一个确据。
Elijah is okay.
说以利亚一切安好。
He's encouraging him.
It's
okay.
神亲自来安慰他，鼓励他。
I still love you.
我仍然爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
That's many times when we struggle, God's presence comes to say, "I love you." He disappears. Life is exactly the same.
很多时候，当我们很挣扎的时候，神突然他的同在临到，告诉我们他什么爱我。
So whenever you are struggling.
所以每当我们真的去很挣扎
Whenever life is hard,
每当人生很艰苦的时候
It is not the problem being solved that is priority. It is God speaking to you.
并不是说我们的问题被解决很重要而是在这个困难当中我们听到神的声音
Reassuring you.
我们领受到神的同在来再次来坚固我们
That he loves you.
让我们有确据神爱我们。
That your future is okay.
让我们知道我们前面的路是好的。
Because that's exactly what we want to hear.
因为这才是我们真正需要的。
See, even when you hear in the preaching, when someone prophesies to you, but if you are only hearing words but not experiencing His presence, you won't hear.
所以那时候，当有尽管有先知对我们发预言，我们耳朵听见，但我们的心没有领受，还是没有结果。
You see, the still small voice is a bit like God coming around you.Saying it's okay, Elijah.
所以这个细微的声音就好像神的同在临到了我们，来亲自安慰我们，告诉我们没有关系。
It strengthens you.
神的同在安慰我们，鼓励我们。
And that's why Elijah is okay. I will replace you.
所以就说他神来告诉没有关系，以利亚，我会接续你一切的事情。
That's our God.
这就是我们的神。
Even if situation doesn't change.
尽管我们外在的环境没有改变
God is with you.
但是知道神与我们同在
The presence of God always speaks that he is with you.
神的同在总是告诉我们他会用同
在 Now let me finish by showing you Acts chapter 2.
让我以使徒行传第二章来跟大家说
And suddenly from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind and it filled the house where they were sittingAnd divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them.
使徒行传二章二到三节这里讲，忽然有响声从天上下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所住的整座屋子。又有舌头如火焰向他们显现，分开落在他们每个人的身上。
So what does the sound, mighty wind and fire remind you of?
所以这个响声、大风和这个火焰让我们想起什么呢？
Elijah's cave.
就是以利亚当时在山洞上所见
Wind,
所闻
Fire.
烈火
Sound.
响声大风
What does it speak to you of?
这个景象让我们想起什么呢
God's presence.
这就是神的同在
But this time, it wasn't a still small voice.
但这是 不再是那个细微安静的一个声音。
Verse 4 say they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
第四节说他们都被圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit is the still small voice of God.
圣灵就是神他那细微安静的声音。
Amen. When he comes and dwells in you, he is the one who whispers.
当他
It's okay.
他临到住在我们的里面的时候
God loves you.
他是那个亲自来安慰我们的人来告诉我他爱我的那一位。
Hallelujah.This is why Jesus called him the peace.
所以这是圣灵
Shalom that I leave with you.
这是主耶稣告诉我们，我说我的平安我赐给你们。
He said the world cannot have this peace, but I will give you this peace.
他说这个平安不是这个从世界给你的平安，是我所赐给你们的平安。
The peace is the Holy Spirit.
这个平安就是圣灵。
He is the whisper of God.
他就是圣灵，就是神的声音。
He is the small voice, still small voice.
他是那轻微细小的从神来的声音。
This is why the Holy Spirit's presence is with you.
这就是圣灵的同在在我们里面。
And that's one of the most precious lessons I've ever learned is this.
我自己所学到非常宝贵的一个功课就是
When I close my eyes,
每当我闭上我的眼睛
and I feel the peace of God,
当我感受到神的平安的时候
That's the Holy Spirit with me.
我知道就是圣灵与我同在。
He's not out there.
他并不是在外面。
He's with me.
他是在我的里面。
He's in me.
他是在我的里
面。How many of you now, right now, you can feel the peace?
我们当中有多少人，你此时此刻就感受到这个平安？
That's the still small voice of God. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit.
这就是那个圣灵的同在，就是神细微的那个声音。
He is the one who always witnesses to you, reassures you, it's all right.
他就是那个不断的、一直的让我们有确据一切安好的那一位。
So in the day of Pentecost, when the presence of God came in wind and fire, it was a still small voice that filled us.
所以当在五旬节的时候 有强风 有响声有烈火出现的时候是圣灵充满了我们
That's why we Pentecostal we feel the Holy Spirit is quite gentle
很多时候我们觉得灵恩派我们觉得是圣灵是很温柔的
Gentle like a dove
好像像鸽子一般温柔
To me theologically to me he is that still small voice
对我来说圣灵就是神那心轻微细小的声音
that whispers into my heart every day.
他是那每天对我的心说话的那一位
that the Father loves me.
他不断地告诉我父爱我
and that He's good to me.
他的对我好
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你
that on the day of Pentecost,
主要在五旬节的那一天
the voice of the Lord has came to us.
当神的声音临到我们的时候
That voice that came out of nowhere.
那个从不知道从哪里出现的声音
And came to find us.
这个声音找到我们
And made us one of your own.
让我们成为你属乎你的儿女
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你圣灵
That you are the sound of that wind.
你就是那个烈风
That wind of God will blow wherever he wants to go.
你就是那个圣灵的风神要吹到哪里就去到哪里
You are that wind, you are that sound.
你就是那个风，你就是那个响声。
That's calling me, calling us.
你在那个风中，你来呼召我。
That we are one of your own.
是我们是你所爱所属的。
And that we are safe.
我们在你里面安全。
We are loved.
我们被你所爱。
And the Father is good to us.
我们知道父能安待我们。
And that Jesus has died for us.
主耶稣为我们舍命
and he has not forsaken us
主我们的主没有离弃我们
so today oh God we want to say to our fears
所以主啊今天我们要对我们的里面的恐惧说
be gone in Jesus name
奉耶稣名要离开我
we want to say to our depression
我们要对我们的忧郁说
get out in Jesus name
奉耶稣名离开我的生命
we want to say to our guilt
我们要对我们里面的内疚说
be gone in Jesus name
奉耶稣名离开我
So we welcome you, voice of God.
所以现在我们欢迎你圣灵的声音。
Speak to us, Lord.
对我们说话。
And tell us.
来告诉我们。
The goodness of God.
告诉我们神的你的良善。
In our lives.
在我们的生命当中。
Reassure us that our future is okay, is safe.
让我们再一次向我们确据，有这样的一个确据，说我们的人生是安好
的。And that you will never forsake us or nor leave us.
你永远不离开我们，也不离弃我们。
And that there's always enough.To eat, and it's always enough to be clothed.
我们有足够的，我们不用为我们吃什么、穿什么而担忧。
And that we always will have a place to live.
我们总是会有一个地方来居住。
No matter what happens, Lord.
不光前面发生什么，主。
We are safe in your hand.
我们在你手中就一切安好。
Because your still small voice is in my heart.
因为你那轻微细小的声音就在我的里面。
The Spirit is whispering to me on a daily basis.
因为我知道那个圣灵，你每天在对我说话。
Reassuring me.
你每天都来确保我。
Comforting me.
每天都来安慰我。
Teaching me.
来教导我。
Encouraging me.
鼓励我。
I thank you, Jesus.
我谢谢你，我的主。
I thank you, my friend, Holy Spirit.
我谢谢你，我的安慰师圣灵。
I thank you, my teacher, Holy Spirit.
我谢谢你，我的老师圣灵。
I thank you, Comforter.
我谢谢你是我的安慰者圣灵。
I thank you, my peace.
我谢谢你，我的平安。
My shalom.
我的平安，我的。
Amen. Let's stand.
Hallelujah. 让我们站立起来。
Let's worship the Lord.Holy Spirit, I pray you come.
圣灵，我们祷告你现在来。
Just manifest in our hearts.
主求你在我们的心中彰显你自己。
See, many of you right now in your hearts now, it was tight. It felt like there's a burden. Now do you see how light it's now become?
主，如果我们当中有人，你觉得心里刚刚是很纠结，然后负担很重。
The Holy Spirit is the voice of God.
让我们现在感觉我们的心慢慢的放松。
He is a still small voice.
圣灵就是那神细小的声音。
He is that wind that whispers into your heart.
它是好像那阵风呢，对我们的心吹进我们的心。
That breathe into your heart.
好像来吹入我们的心田。
In John chapter 3, it speaks about this wind that comes and goes.
在约翰福音第三章讲的这个风，吹过的风。
That wind is blowing in your hearts now.
因为这个风现在也吹进我们的心。
It's blowing in your life.
吹进我们的生命。
You will go somewhere.
我们会去到一个地方。
You will have doors open.
你会有那扇门为你打开。
God is guiding you.
神会来引导你。
God is with you.
神会与你同在。
So right now, as we worship Him, let the peace of God come.
等下我们敬拜的时候，愿神的平安临到你。
In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I sing praises to Your name.
让我们的心来赞美你。
I sing praises to Your name. Oh Lord, praises to Your name. Let's lift up our hands.Oh Lord, for Your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to Your name. Oh Lord, praises to Your name. Oh.For Your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to Your name. Oh Lord, praises to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name.I give glory to Your name, oh Lord, glory to Your name, oh Lord, for Your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to Your name.The Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Let Him reassure you. Let Him give you the peace. Oh Lord, I pray, let the still small voice speak to us. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 我们感谢你。
Holy Spirit, we thank you for the peace.
圣灵，我们谢谢你所赐的平安。
We thank you, Lord, for the strength.
我们谢谢你赐给我们力量。
We thank you for the encouragement.
我们谢谢你给我们里面的鼓励。
So today, Lord, if you need encouragement,
如果今天我们今天很需要神的鼓励，
let the Holy Spirit encourage you.
让圣灵来亲自的鼓励。
Let the Holy Spirit comfort you.
让圣灵亲自来安慰你。
Let the Holy Spirit strengthen you.
让圣灵亲自来加添力量给你。
You see, the problem at home.It's impossible.
好像家中的问题看似不可能。
But it is not impossible for the Holy Spirit.
但是对于圣灵而言，没有不能成的事。
The Holy Spirit can transform your children.
圣灵可以改变你孩子的生命。
What he needs is you to believe him.
他所需要的就是你要来坚定的相信他。
You to seek after him.
需要你来不断的来寻求他。
You to seek his help.
你要来寻求他的帮助。
So if you are confronted with an impossible situation today,
如果你今天有这个不可能的情况，
that the mountain in front of you is impossible to move,
在你面前有座大山好像不能挪去，
I encourage you to sow a seed, a mustard seed of faith.
我鼓励你今天也种下像芥菜种一样大的信心。
And you say, I've decided.
今天我要下定心志。
Today I'm going to trust God.
今天我要立定心志来相信我的主。
I believe.
我相信。
There will be peace at my home.
在我的家中将有平安。
And that my situation that is impossible becomes possible.
那不可能的光景要变为可能。
Holy Spirit, I sow the seed of faith.
圣灵，我们今天来种下那信心的种子。
Help me to believe.
帮助我来相信主。
Amen. Amen. Why don't we go ahead and sow that seed of faith?
我们今天就种下这个信心的种子。
I've decided.
我要立定心志。
To believe God.
来相信你，主。
In my situation.
在我的光景当中，我要来相信你。
I have decided.
今天我要做这个决定。
To forgive.
我要来饶恕。
I have decided.
今天我要下这个决心。
I'm going to be healed.
我要得医治。
I'm going to be healed.
我要得医治。
I'm going to be free.
我要得释放。
I've decided.
主啊，立定心志。
To believe in God.
我要相信我的神。
So Lord, I pray, Lord, as you hear the prayers.
主，我们祷告今天，当你听到我们每个人的祷告的时候。
Let our faith increase.
你来加增我们的信心。
Let that seed of faith grow.
让这个信心的种子在我们里面长大。
And so that it becomes a reality.
以致让我们所相信的变为一种实质。
So I thank you, Jesus.
主，我们谢谢你。
I pray for every family.
我们为每个家庭祷告。
Every person online.
每个在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
That God, you know our situation.
主，你知道我们每个人的情况。
That you will bless us.
你要亲自来祝福我们。
And let the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵。
Be your voice.
成为神的那个声音。
That always speaks to our situation.
来一直的对我们的情况说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。
God bless you. Next week's service is in Cantonese.
大家如果需要给大家前面为你祷告，记得我们下周是广东话和英文聚会。
God bless you. Please come to church. Don't just stay at home.
神祝福大家，就算可能听不懂，大家也要来我们教会聚会。好，神祝福大家。感谢主。Amen.